A few months after a nonprofit organization announced it was erasing millions of dollars of medical debt in the Finger Lakes region, a team of researchers is studying what that means for the people affected. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
You might think the answers would be obvious. If you face thousands of dollars in medical debt, and then, out of the blue, a philanthropic group buys and erases that debt, you're in good shape, right?
The thing is, it's a really hard thing to study.
That's Ray Klunder. He works at the National Bureau of Economic Research, and he's one of the people studying how, exactly, having medical debt forgiven affects people's lives. Klunder's a social scientist, and he says he and his colleagues are always looking for ways to design an experiment like their counterparts in medicine. The ideal experiment would randomly assign one group of people to one treatment and a second group to a different treatment, and then calculate the difference between the groups at the end of the project. But that's not really an option here.
Obviously, it's unethical to kind of randomly assign medical debt.
Except that in this case, the team had some help. RIP Medical Debt, the organization that bought and forgave $1.5 million of medical debt in New York State last year, did it randomly. In order to maintain their nonprofit status, the group couldn't pick the individual people whose debt they wanted to forgive. And that gives Klunder and his team a ready-made group of people who have medical debt that wasn't forgiven to compare against a group of people who have debt that was forgiven. And while you might expect the results to be obvious, Klunder says those assumptions don't always hold true in science.
Broadly speaking, we know very little about how medical debt affects households.
Klunder says we don't really know how forgiving medical debt affects people's financial decision-making or their mental or physical health. And there might be some people it helps more than others.
We want to understand whether, some of the people who hospitals and debt collectors are going after are actually particularly vulnerable.
Klunder says figuring out who's most affected by medical debt relief can help inform some of the most controversial policy discussions now underway in the U.S., like how effective single-payer healthcare might actually be at reducing people's financial burdens. The team's research runs through 2020. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.